You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, do you know the real Jesus? This is a salvational question. Do you know the real Jesus, or do you worship a false Jesus, a counterfeit Jesus? Most of Christianity does not know the real Jesus. Now, there's a chance you might know him. Some Christians know him, but the vast majority don't. They've been deceived by Satan, and they've been deceived by the religious leaders who worship Satan. Just like religious leaders worship Satan in Jesus' time, in the first century, they're still doing it today. Fact, we must keep all the commandments, including the fourth. Yep, that's what the Bible says, James 2:10 and 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. If you don't keep all of God's commandments, you don't know the real Jesus. You've been lied to. You've been deceived. I know you want to know him. So let me tell you a little bit about him. And let me tell you how to find him. The first thing you need to do is get down on your knees and pray. And ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask God to show you the truth. Take out your Bible. Get rid of your preconceived idea and let God show you. Let's look at James first. James chapter 2, verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all. You know, if you keep the whole law, but except for that one about adultery, you cheat on your wife or your husband, didn't do you no good, you're guilty of all. You keep all the law except you're a thief. You go out and break in houses and rob people. You're wasting your time. You keep all of God's law except you're a hitman for the mafia. You kill people. You're wasting your time. 1 John chapter 2 verse 3 says, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now please don't get offended at me. I didn't write this. God did. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says I know him and does not keep his commandments is the liar and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Let's look at this. Now by this we know that we know him. So here's how you tell if you know Jesus. If we keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 2 verse 3. He who says I know him and does not keep his commandments is the liar and the truth is not in him. So if you say you know Jesus but you don't keep his commandments, including the fourth, the Bible says you're a liar. You're deceived. Verse 5. Whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him, and by this we know that we are in him. So don't come tell me that I don't love people and that I'm out there condemning them. I'm not condemning them. I'm not, really. I'm trying to keep you from losing your salvation, and the Bible says that's love. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Verse 6. What does that mean? Do what Jesus did. Keep the Sabbath. Don't eat pork. Obey God. If you love me, keep my commandment. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.